scientific council of GINR. Dear colleagues, friends, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and a great pleasure to me to announce session of 124 open. So I'm especially glad to welcome here new members of our scientific committee. As you know, of course, we now starting to work in a new composition of scientific council. So especially welcome new members. So, and I wish all the committee very good and effective work today. So I would like to ask, as usually, Chief Secretary of Scientific Secretary Alexander Savelyevich Sorin to inform us on the members of council arrived at this meeting. Please, Alexander.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in announcing the list of participants, let me, by tradition, omit the titles and positions of this presentation. Members of Scientific Council with a right to vote. Faisal Azayas. Damir Aznabayev has the power to attend this session with voting right. Sepeldort Batar. Katalin Borcha. Angelina Diaz Garcia. Anna Dubnichkova. Boris Viktorovich Grinev has the power to attend the session with a voting right as a plenipotentiary of Ukraine. Paolo Giubilino. Mikhail Gnatich. Marek Ijabek. Gonchindorsh Huhenhu. Arsen Khvedelidze has the power to attend this session with a voting right as a plenipotentiary of Georgia. Angela Majora. Sergei Afanasyevich Maksimenko. Viktor Anatolievich Matveyev. Joachim Mnich. Shakir Nagiev. Denis Laesh Nadj. Nebojsha Nishkovich. Georgi Samvelovich Pagasyan. Igor Povar. Stanislav Pospishil. Valery Anatolievich Rubakov. Krzysztof Rusek. Michel Spiro. Horst Stocker. Чавдар Стоянов. Георгий Стратан. Чан Дик Тхеп. Румен Ценов. Михаил Валигурский. Иван Вильгельм. Геннадий Михайлович Зиновьев. Attending the session as the ex-official members of the Scientific Council are members of the Directorate of GINR and the Directorates of the GINR Laboratories. It is my special honor to welcome plenipotentiaries of the GINR member states. Stanislav Dubnichka. The GINR Program Advisory Committee are represented by Marek Levitovich, and Itzhak Tsiruya, he is coming. Experts, speakers, and guests invited to participate in the sessions are Maxim Nikolaevich Danilov, Jean-Louis Folli, Dmitry Vladimirovich Fursaev, Oleg Leonidovich Kuznetsov, and Eligio Lisi. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Alexander. Dear colleagues, at this session we should elect a co-chairman of this scientific council. According to the rules of GINR, executive co-chairman is to be elected from member states and for a term of up to 3 years, maybe. And the proposal of the directorate, after consultation with our colleagues, is to name Professor Katalin Borcia, the member of our scientific council, to be suggested for this position of the co-chairman of this institution. Do you have any objections? Can we elect him by the open vote? That's it. So if so, please, I would like to ask you to vote for that. Who is against or abstain? No. Thank you. Let's invite our co-chairman to this place and ask him to take the rules of this meeting in his hands, please.
Council. First of all, before entering into agenda of our meeting, I'd like to thank you for trusting me this position of co-chairman. I'll try to do my best in this position, and thank you for your cooperation. Now we will enter into the session itself with the approval of the agenda. Let me show the draft program of the session, which you have in the documents that were provided. The draft program are, please have a look and tell me if there are questions, remarks or suggestions regarding the program. If not, can we approve it without voting? There will be many items that will require your approval. I take it as accepted, so the program is approved. Thank you. The first and a very important part of our session is the director's report presented by Professor Matveev. Please, Professor Matveev.
Colleagues, do you hear me? Okay. Dear colleagues, let me once more to welcome all of members of the Scientific Council in our institute and in our scientific town, and first of all, those our members who for the first time with us and working at this session 124. So by tradition, I will present information or report in my report. So first of all, most major important decision of the meeting of the Committee of Planning Potentiaries, which took place in Dubna on 26-27 March of this year, also to give some information on major developments in our basic facilities and some comments on latest event in brief. So let me start that before really decisive meetings of Committee of Plenipotentiaries took place, we had a special international conference which we call 25 years of the new era of GINR development. So conference was dedicated to the 25th anniversary of the new era in the history of our institute, when a group of independent states entered GINR as its new member states and was held on the occasion of the 62nd anniversary of foundation of the institute, exactly on 26th March of this year. Members of the Committee of Plenary Potentiaries of the Governments of GINR Member States, representatives of Russian and foreign ministries and departments, ambassadors, extraordinary and plenipotentiary, and representatives of embassies of foreign states in the Russian Federation, representatives of numerous media were among the participants of this conference. And as usually we show, result of this new entering new independent member states, it was enlargement of, in fact, international basis for our institute, which includes now 18 member states and 6 associated member states. But let me return to the committee decision of Committee Plenipotentiaries of from 27th of March. This session was chaired by Plenipotentiary of Russian Federation Grigory Trubnikov. The meeting had a very extensive agenda. You may see it on this slide. It included a lot of a number of very important questions, traditional. So, and let me to mention some highlights of Committee of Plenipotentiary decisions. So, on the report of Directorate of GINR, Committee of Plenipotentiaries highly appreciated reports presenting a detailed overview of progress of implementation of GNR's high priority projects and their place in the long-term international programs of fundamental physics research. Committee of Plenipotentiaries recognized the significant amount of high-quality physics results obtained by GINR scientists in 2017 at home facilities of the Institute, as well as the external accelerators, reactors, and in various global world collaborations. The Committee of Plenipotentiaries welcomed the efforts of the GNR Directorate aimed at training scientific and engineering personnel for a large high-tech projects of GNR and in member states, as well as towards the development and support of the institute's educational activities in general. And Committee of Plenipotentiaries noted with satisfaction the holding on the 26th of March of this year, the festive meeting dedicated to the 25th anniversary of the accession to the Institute of a group of independent states. Okay. By the way, I should say that on the 25th March, a special ministerial conference on GNR member states was organized to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the new era of GNR development. The ministerial conference was attended by delegates from GNR member states, partner countries, national organizations from non-member countries, and international organizations. Official welcoming messages were received from governmental authorities of the GNR hosting country, the President of the Russian Federation, RF Ministry of Foreign Affairs, RF Ministry of Science and Education, RF Russian Federation Academy of Science, Rosatom State Corporation, etc. So the delegates adopted a declaration which specifically acknowledged the impressive expansion of GNR community as well as a substantial contribution provided by GNR to the world science. GNR flagship projects were highlighted as the major driving force for GNR development. Let me very briefly comment on the most important decision by the Committee of Plenipotentiaries. Committee commented the work done by the General Directorate and staff toward developing the Institute's research infrastructure, including the NICA megaproject, the factory of super heavy elements, and in expanding
on the spectrometer complex of the IBR to M reactor and the user program, very effectively developing. The progress in creation of the deep underwater neutrino detector GVD at Baikal Lake and developing the multifunctional computer information complex, as well as efforts toward achieving important milestones of constructing and upgrading these facilities. Committee of Learning Potentials noted the significant ramping up of the international visibility of GNR and its flagship projects. So to welcome the GNR Directorate's plan to hold in April 2018 a meeting of stakeholders to officially launch the NPD and baryonic matter and nucleotron international collaboration. It's really this kickoff meeting of formation of NPD and baryonic matter nucleotron collaboration took place in Dubna on 11-13 April this year, where 192 participants took place from 18 countries. It will be more detailed explained in the talks which are in the program of our session by my colleagues. But I should mention only very new development in the problem of work out a framework for getting special financial support of the members of these international collaborations for helping their participation in our work on NICA projects. So, and let me to say, we have a new decision by the Russian Foundation for Basic Research, which announced a competition for the best projects on the theme, fundamental properties and phase transformation of hadronic and quark-gluon matter, a mega science facility NICA complex. Details of this competition can be found on the site of this Russian Foundation of Basic Research, and you may see address of that in internet. By the way, I should show just one slide which illustrates our work directed to achieve integration of our scientific programs of the Institute with international, first of all, European programs. And the new S3 roadmap for 2018 was officially presented on September 11th in Vienna, and it includes also information about our three major projects. First of all, NICA, SHE Factory, and IBR2M complex. So it's really a very important stage. So we are thankful to all our colleagues in the member states and our colleagues in the world who helped achieving this visibility of our programs and the indication their relation with the European strategic programs for particle physics development. Committee of Planning Potentials appreciated the report Supercomputer, a state-of-art project for the development of GNR basic facilities presented by Vladimir Korenko, director of LIT, Laboratory of Information Technology, and also the visit to Laboratory Information Technology to participate in the presentation of the supercomputer named after Nikolai Gavarun. In view of this, the committee notified the significant progress in developing high-performance computer GNR and so welcomed the efforts undertaken by the LIT Directorate for the development of information technologies GNR, amongst others, to support the laboratory's initiative to create a unified cloud infrastructure with GNR participating countries based on the supercomputer Govarun. It's long working. So, by the way, this one slide which illustrates visit of members of Committee of Planning Potentials to the laboratory, and it was sort of inauguration of this new supercomputer. You know, of course, remember, of course, that by your recommendation, we are established in our institute special international committee for the development of the GNR strategic long-range plan for the years up to 2030 and maybe before, beyond that. Based on the report presented by the Vice Director of GNR, Boris Sharkov, The Committee of Plenipotentiaries took note of the activity of the International Working Group for the GNR Strategic Long Range Planning, and they commissioned the GNR Directorate to regularly inform the Committee of Plenipotentiaries of the progress of work of this International Working Group. By the way, I just show on my slide a number of very actively discussing projects for the future, which includes new stages of development of NICA project, which includes superconducting injectors, superconducting nucleotron, high luminosity NICA, etc. Also for development of Dubna radioactive DIN complex, DRIPS, let's say 3, which includes, of course, its heart, super heavy elements and exotic nuclei studies. Also, very actively is discussing project which is called DERICA, which means Dubna Electron Radioactive Ion Collider Facility, directed for creation of electron heavy ion collider to study structure of ions and etc. Also, very intensively is discussing physics of the ultra-cold neutrons at IBER-2M. There is also a project under discussion, physics booster, super booster Neptune. So it's a new generation of intensive neutrino, pulse neutrino reactors, which is based on a supercomputing, superconducting proton beam initiated pulse Neptunium 237 neutron reactor. Also, Baikal GVD neutrino telescope development, which may be fiducial volume above 1 cubic kilometer. Some proposal and discussion of the project creating hadron therapy research complex, etc. So I think all this information will be given with the time to the scientific council, and it maybe will be mentioned, this project, in talks by the Program Advisory Committee's chairperson at this session. Very shortly about financial issues. Based on the report presented Sergei Datsenko, who is chief account buhalter of GNR, and Mikhail Vasilyev, deputy head of the GNR Finance Economy Office, Committee of Plenipotentiaries took note of the information on the execution of GNR budget in 2017 and approved the revised budget of GNR for the year 2018 with a total income and expenditure amounting 268.79 millions of American dollars. I will not very detailed discussion, but I show you one of the slides which was shown by me on the meeting of Committee of Plenipotentiaries, which shows that beyond planned contribution by member states to the budget for institutes, there is also a special contribution from Russia to the complex NICA, which totally includes 8.8 billion rubles in prices 2013. And all this money, in fact, are on the accounts of our institute. So also there is some debts of the member states in from 2014 till 2016, and which in total is about 150 millions of American dollars, and 47.4 million dollars already are on the accounts of the institute, and there is a plan for giving the rest in the next year. We show usually now at Committee of Plenipotentiaries and also at meetings of Scientific Council our data on publication activity of our institute. So, and on this slide you can see publication statistics for 7-year period from 2011 till 2017. In comparison with and also for last year in 2017, data on GNR activity in comparison with data from CERN. So it's very important for us just to determine compare activity with the leading scientific centers, and we will see that in fact we may be rather satisfied with this data from statistics. By the way, we now able very carefully analyze data on statistics publication, not just in general of the institute, but also take into account these publications, a joint publication with scientists and specialists from member states, with scientists from associated member states, and let's say in the world. You may see that in fact very wide number of countries or scientists from countries are participate in activities of GNR. We have many joint publications. Now we will analyze this data also by each specific countries. For example, a few weeks ago there was a representative from South Africa Republic, which is a stated country of our institute, and we had very interesting information which illustrates that we have very active cooperation, collaboration with specialists from South Africa Republic. Now, about the membership of GNR Scientific Council. Based on the Directorate proposal, election to the membership of GNR Scientific Council, presented by Alexander Sorin, Chief Secretary of GNR, Committee of Plenipotentiaries thanked the members of Scientific Council for successful work accomplished during 2013-2018, established the maximum composition of Scientific Council comprising 50 members, and by open ballot approved the membership of Scientific Council for the new terms of 5 years from 2018 till 2023. Also, Committee of Plenipotentiaries by proposal director in his report endorsement of the appointment to the position of GNR vice directors, Committee of Plenipotentiaries endorsed the appointment of Richard Lenitsky as a vice director of GNR until the end of 2021, it's limit of my term, in the institute, entrusted the leader of the NICA project, Vladimir Kikilidze, the executive partial power of GNR's vice director until the end of 2021, with continuation of his work as the director of Vexer Baldin Laboratory of High Energy Physics, whose term of office as the director of laboratory expires in September of 2019, and prolonged for 1 year the right granted to the general director to extend the term of office or to assign temporary duties of vice directors, including to other person, until their official approval by the GNR. It's working. And just show you a picture of our directorate now consists of seven colleagues, from left to the right, Boris Gikel, Vladimir Kikilidze, Boris Sharkov, Mikhail Itkis, Viktor Matveev, Richard Lenitsky, Alexander Sorin. By the way, the program of this session organized such a way that, in fact, almost each member of this directorate will present one of the directions of activity of our institute with their new results, etc. And by scientific secretary, Alexander Sorin prepared the draft of the term plan for the next year, who must be in your papers given to you. We have to approve, in fact, consider and approve it if you agree with it. So, very shortly, about major developments of GNR facilities. Of course, I will start from NICA project with a flagship project of our 7-year plan. So, it's a picture very well known to you. I will not say about in details, but maybe I will just indicate there is now in the work on the architecture project of NICA Center, which will be housed for the scientists coming from the world to work at the NICA project when it will be finished. We had a procedure, of first stone at the basis of NICA, NICA site on the 26th March of 2016. This year, just a few days ago, we may have such a view of this site, and maybe some of you who are interested maybe will receive a possibility to visit this site if you apply. So I will not say about the details because it will be presented at this session by Vladimir Kikilidze. So one of the most important famous results of our institute, laboratory of Flerov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction, is of course receiving indication on the existence of island of stability in the superheavy elements area, which were predicted 50 years ago in Dubna and in Frankfurt in Germany, so, and which gave already to discovery, broad discovery in the last 10 years already at least five new, in fact six new elements, but five of them will be signed by international community to as the authorship in the first place by GINR. So, and but life does not finish. In fact, it has started new, very active period of preparation for the studying whether there exist even more heavy, super heavy elements. So, and we are finishing this year construction of super heavy elements factory. She, you may see just on one slide. This experimental building and some elements of accelerator and detector equipment. So, and I will not speak about that because it will be in detail presented by Mikhail Itkis at this session. Next, you know already that General Assembly of United Nations on its general its 72nd session on the 7th. December of the last year proclaimed the year 2018 as an international year of the periodic table of chemical elements. So, and the argumentation was that proclaimed the year's beginning of 1st January of 2018 as international year of periodic table of chemical elements to enhance global awareness of and to increase education in basic sciences with a special attention to the countries of the developing world, to improving the quality of everyday life and inter alia for future advances in research and development, and invites the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization to serve as a lead agency for the international year in collaboration with other relevant agencies within existing resources. Of course, we, by the way, in Russia, there was already established by the decision of the government signed by Dmitry Medvedev, special committee for organization events according to this decision by the General Assembly. And we have in our institute already a decision on having on May 31 in Dubna International Symposium, the present and the future of the periodic table of chemical elements. And GNR Directorate invites all partners of the institute to participate in the GNR events dedicated to the International Year of the Periodic Tables of Chemical Elements. So our invitation to all of you, to the institution of our member states, shared member states, and all in the world. So please take into account this event. Very shortly about the neutrino, by the way, all this will be discussed by Mikhail Itkis in more details. Very shortly about the neutrino program, which in fact includes many very important elements, and at least at one slide very hard to show them, but for example, experimental program for reactor monitoring and search for short-range neutrino oscillation connected maybe with the existence of sterile neutrino, so which are prepared in Kalinin nuclear power station in Tver nearby, of participation in a most big, important global neutrino projects, for example, for double beta decay studies. One of them is Edelweiss and others. So, a participation in NOVA experimental program for which has physical goals with studying neutrino oscillations and on the territory of the United States, so long-based experimental program, and All that will be discussed, maybe mentioned by Richard Lenitsky, who will talk on that direction of activity. But maybe just one more information that one of the major now engagement of this laboratory of named by Zhelepov is construction of a deep underwater GVD detector with a fiducial volume comparable with 1 cubic kilometer. So there is a Neutrino Telescope World Map which showed that Baikal detector has a very great importance. It looks maybe just in the opposite direction in the zenith sphere if compared with the ice cube detector, already bringing very important results. So, and there is a great now progress in this project, and already there are giving data online for analysis from 3 clusters of this neutrino string. So, and now in preparation of two new clusters, which maybe will be, if it will be successful, will be mounted in Baikal Lake next year. So, and the scale of this detector you may see if compared with Ostankin Tower in Moscow. It will be in detail discussed by Richard Lenitsky. I will not elaborate on this, but just few slides for neutrino experiments at Kalinin Power Station. You may see there is a GEMA detector for studying neutrino magnetic look for search for neutrino magnetic moment already completed. So new GEN, which are in preparation for studying coherent coherent neutrino scattering from matter, and DANCE, which now ongoing, and in the conditions all 3 detectors which allowed to work very short and a short distance from the core of the reactors. IBER-2 pulse reactor works very effectively, but it was must be stopped for one time because of reparation of one thing, but it will already done, and now is the completion of licensing process. And but what is most important for success of studies on IBER-2 reactors in the field of condensed matter physics is, of course, development of spectrometer complex. So, and it's really very important for realization of world-friendly user programs. So, and there are illustrates that there are four new spectrometers which are now almost ready and increase ability of this user program. So, this will be discussed in the talk by Boris Sharkov at this session. So, and now about one of the initiative which appeared in the collaboration in the field of studying condensed matter physics community around this IBER-2 reaction. And especially I would like to mention initiative which has appeared with our colleagues between GNR and our colleagues in Poland. And the result of collaboration initiative between GNR and Jagiellon University in Poland, in Krakow, is a project for building a new GNR facility for structural research at Synchrotron Solaris in Krakow, in Poland. The research directions of Solaris are aligned well with the GNR scientific program in condensed matter physics. Some of the research will benefit from the complementarity of neutron and X-ray based measurements. Some will achieve opportunity for further expansion, and others will help to create new competitions. So I will not elaborate on that, but it will be mentioned in a talk by Boris Sharkov at this session. But it's very interesting discussions. There is an established joint working group presenting for people from laboratory, Frank Laboratory for Neutron Physics, and from Krakow, from Jagiellon University. And it will present shortly, soon, the suggestion on creation laboratory of studying macromolecules, etc. There is a steady progress in radiobiological research, and I've just mentioned one thing already. New concept for radiation risk, for radiation risk during the flight of men to the Mars and other planets were introduced and was reported to the Council of on Space of the Russian Academy of Sciences. So it just illustrates also how very important cooperation with the physicists and biologists and in general with the Russian Academy of Sciences, which contains a lot of very strong specialists in this field on physics and biology, etc. It will be illustrated, maybe presented by also in the talk by Boris Sharkov. By the way, President of Russian Federation, Russian Federation Academy of Science, Alexander Sergeyev, is one of the members in a new composition, present a new composition of Scientific Council. He called me early in the morning saying that please bring my apologies to the other members of Scientific Council, because today is announced a governmental meeting where he has to be present, so he missing this meeting, but wishes us good work. So about theory, very difficult to say about even shortly, so I just will say maybe most important. Of course, it's a first-class laboratory with interest and with results in a number, maybe all important direction of theoretical physics, and also participate very actively now in preparations for the experimental program at our basic facilities. So maybe what I should say, of course, the theoretical laboratory of GNR, which carry name Nikolai Nikolaevich Bogolyubov, is a world leading center in theoretical physics. So very shortly about university center of GNR. So at this slide you may see direction of activity in general. It will be presented at this session in a talk by Stanislav Pakuliak. So I will just maybe show one more slide which indicates maybe specific parameters of working in along these programs just for the last year. So there is a really great activity in that. And I'll stop, but just mention only one thing. I have already, maybe we have already informed you about initiative, by the way, by our colleague Yuri Tselakovich Aganisyan, who is here, on creating in Dubna High School of Engineering, International High School of Engineering. So in our cooperation with the Dubna University, rector of this university present here, Dmitry, который стоит, и we have now very big progress in bringing to this idea also our colleagues in major Russian big universities, for the Bauman University, with very great level on engineering and technological professions, etc. Moscow State University, MFI. So I think very soon we will inform you about already taken decision and starting work, but of course extremely work that we have now possibility to work with our colleagues in University of Dubna, because it's very important for us. And also at this program of session included talks by Chief Engineer Boris Gikal, who will speak about developing on infrastructure research institute and also on engineering infrastructure GNR. I will not speak about that, but just bring your attention to that. And in a talk by Pakuliak, also will be presented some data on development in the direction of education, human resources, and social policy of our institute. So, very shortly about the latest event in GNR, in brief. In fact, there are in GNR a lot of interesting events are coming, or many interesting events beyond our institute, but where we take very active participation. So very shortly, some illustration of strengthening ties with European partners. I will mention visit of Ambassador of Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of Italian Republic in the Russian Federation by Ambassador Mr. Pasquale Terracina, together with NFN President Fernando Ferroni, NFN Vice President Antonio Maziera, and Scientific Attaché of Ambassador of Spallone, and the first Chancellor of the Department of Promotion of Italian Culture, Science and Language, and the coordination of the consular network, Ferrara. So you may see some illustration of this meeting. Also, I would like to mention visit of Chancellor of on Science and Technology of the Embassy of French Republic in the Russian Federation, Mr. Abdo Malak. So, some data on development of our cooperation, our preparation for cooperation with our partners in China. So, on China GNR cooperation. So, you may see on these slides some illustration of general meetings, discussions of our cooperation, especially on new creating basic facilities like NICA project and others. So, and expansion cooperation with cooperation horizons, let's say, in the Latin America. So I will mention visit of Ambassador of Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the Republic of Argentina in the Russian Federation, and visit of Ambassador of Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the Republic of Chile to the Russian Federation. So, and it's really, we just yesterday have signed very important agreement with ministers of Chile, which and we had we saw the great interest of development of our cooperation. So maybe Mikhail Itkis will mention that because he just signed this agreement yesterday. We have very interesting, very effective program, so-called GNR expertise for member states and partner countries, GEMS. So, and it's really developing very actively, and already 8 training international programs since April of 2017 took place here in Dubne. There is illustration of these meetings, and also data for participants from different countries which came here, and it really helps to increase understanding of the world about what is going on in Dubna in GINR. So, also one of illustration, there are many visits of students, high school students, the teachers. One of them are coming on the basis of our long, many years existing cooperation program with CERN, and also we have now illustration with other systems. So, high school students and the teachers from universities of Israel and. I will stop now at this, but I would like to show you that maybe events already, first event in a number of others, according to the year of science, year of periodic table, daily periodic table. So, and as a closing of the United K Russia year of science educational, which took place on 13 March of this year in London, Yuri Oganisyan has received a honorary fellow of the Royal Society of Chemistry. And this year also, on 30 March of this year, Yuri Tsilakovich Oganisyan and our colleague Johnson jointly has received the highest prize of Russian Academy of Science, Lomonosov Gold Medal. So it's here, I think we may congratulate laureates, just applauding that, and because so that I will stop on that, but so I was asked to show one slide more. Don't see it to the left, see it to the right. I would like to say there is very last development in Russia in a system of governing fundamental sciences and their relation with education, etc. And our colleague, previously Vice Director of Institute, Grigory Trubnikov, was appointed the first Deputy Minister of Science and Higher Education. It was a decision taken 18th June of this year. It was signed by Dmitry Medvedev, so now he is actually working in that direction. So, by the way, Grigory also called this morning and told that he was already almost was going to take a car and go to this meeting and to see all of you, but he was directed to go to St. Petersburg for a very important meeting there, so he just wanted us all the best. For the those who for the first time came to Dubno, of course, I would like to show just one picture of our region, where our institute is situated, and this our institute and the special economical zone. And there is a new sign. We always dreamed about the bridge between left and right banks of Volga River. So, and of course, it was all dream of Dubno people and our people from our institute. But we even, you see, had the jokes, what would be first, Nika or bridge or never so. But we'll show now, bridge almost exists. So it is promised by the head of the our city, Maxim Danilov, that to the end of this year, this will receive first transportation along across the Volga River. And I am happy that together with the head of our city, Danilov, was one of among the first who crossed, not of course considering builders themselves, so cross the Volga bridge. So, and it's really great view from that. And now, taking into account that, left bank and right bank becomes very close one to another, and it will be also new way of development for that. So, thank you for your attention, and welcome to Dubno.
Thank you, Professor Matvey, for this exhaustive presentation and for the good news. Let me remind you that just before lunch, we have the opportunity to ask questions and comment all the points on the agenda till lunch. Thank you once more. We move on now. For the good work of the session, we have to appoint two working groups. One for editing, which is editing board for drafting the resolution of the council, and another one is a committee for the election of director of Gelep of and Fleur of Laboratories, and also endorsement of the appointment of the deputy directors of Frank Laboratory and also Laboratory for Information Technology. This is a technical point. The persons have been already contacted by Alexander Sorin, who is in charge for creation of these committees. The names are the following. For the editing committee, Mikhail Baligorsky, Angelina Diaz-Garcia, Angelo Maggiora. For the election committee, Joachim Nink, Stanislav Pospisil, Krzysztof Ruszek. Now, first I'll ask you if you have some objections to these persons. If not, can we appoint them without voting? I understand yes. Thank you. So let's now have a short coffee break of 20 minutes. We can refresh our forces and come back for the second part of the morning session.